Long Island's only classic rock, Roger and JP. Double Shot Thursday, two from Billy Joel, 7:54. We'll get some sun later, high of 85.
My question for you is, why now are you dealing with the empty nest thing? You know, she's been, they've been out of the house.
They haven't been totally out of the house. Now, the empty nest has changed. You know, the empty nest the last couple of years has been kind of interesting because Courtney goes to school, but Courtney comes back from school, and Kelly comes back from Maryland after school. But now Kelly's working full time. She's coming back way less. And now Courtney just left for school yesterday, and she, at the end of this year, will not be coming back.
She's not coming back at all?
She has a gap year, so she'll be working. She might go to California for the year, or she might stay in Carolina.
Excuse me, she has a what?
A gap year before she does her, master's. You take a year, in the medical field, you go do 1,000 hours of medical service, you get paid, or whatever, like be an EMT or something, before you go into med school. They want you to have 1,000 hours of medical experience. So she's got to do that.
Okay.
So she might go, she's just not going to be coming home for the summer next year, is how it's going to go. And I realized yesterday the empty nest thing really became empty.
She's not going to do that 1,000 hours here?
No.
So where's she going to,
do it. Well, she's a server in restaurants. She makes a lot of money doing that. She's really good at it.
Okay.
So she'll do that along with her 1,000 hours of medical stuff and make money.
How much are you drinking?
Well, and this is what you mentioned earlier. It's not that I'm drinking more. It's that I'm
chronicling.
I think I'm being desperate. I'm trying to, like, they each have the Untappd app, which keeps track on your phone. You can keep track of, like, the beers you've had and different stuff. And it's actually, I made fun of it 2 years ago, and now I find it kind of fun.
Your daughters have it?
Yeah. Well, and so I've had it for, like, the last 6 months.
You must be a proud papa.
Yeah, no, it's cool.
Knowing
it's,
both your daughters keeping track of their drinking habits, too, in their 20s.
Kelly goes to beer school. She really enjoys it. It's fun.
That should end well.
She digs it.
Right.
So anyway, I got the Untappd app, but then last night I upgraded one. I got this other one called Tavour, T-A-V-O-U-R, something, where they send you, like, suggestions for beers from all around the country each day, and then you put a bottle or two in your, in your case, and they keep it in a cellar, and then when it's full, they send it to you. It's kind of cool. Instead of forced beer of the month club, it's like you pick what you want, you get how much of it you want. It's pretty cool. So I signed up for that last night, and I realized, oh boy, I'm getting desperate. I'm just trying to have anything that connects with them, because they're going to be in Maryland and or California or Carolina.
So what are you sending them beers too?
No, I'm not sending them. It's for when they come home, we'll share. Share the beers when they come home.
Did you just finish saying they're not coming home?
When it ever happens. I don't know when it'll happen next, but I want it to be special when they come home.
Oh my God.
Empty nest has become super empty.
So what are you going to... Dude, you sound pathetic.
I said it sounded desperate.
Like, I'm not trying to be a dick either. I'm like, you really sound pathetic.
I said it sounded a little desperate. It's I just realized yesterday Courtney's going to be gone, and that's it. She's not coming back.
So every day you're going to walk into
her
house.
Bedroom for even the summer.
That big house with the dragon and the moat.
Yeah.
The castle in East Iceland.
And as I've said over the last 4 years, we've had great empty nests. It's awesome. But the part that just changed, I didn't realize it changed as of yesterday, that she's gone. And now both of them are not going to be home nearly as much.
I'm feeling a whole note song. She's gone.
At least the empty nest theme.
Theme from the TV show. Thanks, Dad. So it's a big change. I think a lot of people have probably gone through it. And I thought the empty nest was great, but I didn't realize this is really what the empty nest is.
Wow.
It's a big change. Big change. 7:57.
Do you think most people...
Oh, jeez.
She's gone.
My babies. They left.
Don't worry. I'm sure they're running to the arms of other men. Quickly. At breakneck speed.
Oh, man. Yeah, it's tough.
There's some guy.
Dads with daughters, you got it. I know you do.
There's some guy taking care of them at night.
No.
You know, they get home.
No.
Rubbing their feet and stuff.
No.
Yeah.
Nope.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
My question
for you.
Time for traffic. Very important things going on the roads.
I have a quick question.
No, and I'm glad you made it to the real world and are using that beer app now. I've been using it for years.
I have a question about the MNS thing. I'll share with you. I'll ask you when we get back.
All right. Let's quickly, though, get to Ted. He's got a lot of stuff to tell us.
Your BAB Sunrise.
Your BAB, Roger and JP. He's just talking about the permanent empty nest syndrome.
The question I have for you is, and I know you're not going to have the answer, but I think other people will. Do you think both of the kids, all your kids, once they leave and the couple is left, just the two of them, do you think it's more often a positive or a negative?
That's a good question, because I've heard both sides.
Because you've heard how many people, I mean, I know a lot of people who stayed together for the kids,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, marriage is a pain in the ass. They stayed together for the kids.
Right.
So I know, obviously, know how those end.
Yeah.
I'm just wondering for the people who sit, like, does it bring you closer?
Right.
Or do you just, at some point, you get like, God, I'm such sick of you. You know? I want to know. I mean, you're not there yet.
Right. No, no. I think for us, because the last 4 years, partial empty nest, it's been awesome. So I think it will continue to be awesome.
Of course you do.
I think this, well, I'm just saying that's the way it's going to be. But for right now, it's a little on the depressing side, knowing they're never coming back.
Because you have the patience of a saint. I don't think most guys have the patience that you have.
Well,
you know? I know,
right,
I sure
am. I'm very lucky I got the right girl, too, you know?
Yeah, listen, I got
She's the right one for
yeah,
me?
Yeah, of course she is.
Well, she is.
You're going to find out now. You're going to find out now.
How'd it go for you guys? You want to jump in? Go ahead.
Yeah.
955-WBAB. See what you guys experience. But as of yesterday, it became depressing.
A lot of women sitting back waiting to hear familiar voices on the radio.
102.3 WBAB. Long Island's only classic
rock. I heard
rock.
You son of a bitch.
Double shot Thursday. Talk about things that nobody cares. Wearing out things that nobody wears. Long Island's only classic rock. Double shot Thursday. It's 2 from Aerosmith. It's 808. All right. 955-WBAB. People with opinions and maybe similar experiences to what I just started yesterday. We had partial empty nest while the girls were going to college. Now, Courtney, our youngest, has left yesterday for her last year of college, and I realized after this, it's over.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone, and she's always gone too long. Anytime she goes away.
Brett, our producer, helping with the mood. It is. I mean, it's a little depressing to think about. Usually she'll come back for the summer and a Christmas, but she's going to go. Good morning, BAB. Go ahead.
Hey, Rod, I'm in exactly the same boat you're in. The baby's leaving. I don't think she's coming back. We have a lot better time together, me and the wife.
Yep.
And Naked Saturdays are a staple in my house.
What did you say? Naked Saturdays?
Naked Saturdays are a staple.
So you plan that every week, no matter what? Saturday's a naked day.
We do our best. Hopefully there's no company coming. You know what I'm saying?
All day?
As long as we can't stand it, brother.
I can't wait till the day comes, now that your youngest is out of the house, when you're sitting down at a holiday table and it's, you know, it's you and the kids, and they say, Mom, Dad, you know, what's the best part of us both being out of the house now? And you turn around and say, Naked Saturday. Somebody's going to choke on the mashed potatoes.
Yeah, they usually do.
Take care, dude.
All right. New policy has to be instituted, I think.
Yeah.
It's 102.3 WBAB. Long Island's only classic rock.
I can't wait to talk to Evil Raj about what he thinks about the new empty nest thing.
Oh, good.
I'm sure he's going to have a lot to talk about.
Double shot Thursday, second one from Aerosmith. Thursday, two from Aerosmith. It's 8:13. Sunshine later, high of 85.
You'll very rarely come together now as a family unit, just so you know, by the way.
I know. That's why when we went away on vacation last week, the four of us, we were like, wow, this could be maybe the last time we get to do this, because the girls are going to be busy next summer.
And the girls will whisper
to each
other. And
we won't be on vacation together.
Do you believe this is the last family vacation we're going to take, and Dad wouldn't even buy the drink package? Would you believe this?
And they said, thank God.
Got an email about the empty nest thing. It says, have two boys, both went off to college a few years ago. Definitely the house gets quiet. Best advice is to get two dogs. He goes, you can survive this, but it's true. It takes both to keep things alive and going, find things you both enjoy. So I'm assuming you're going to kick the kayaking and the beekeeping into overdrive now?
Yeah, kayaking has been our thing over at least the last 4 years. It's been something the two of us do together.
Beekeeping thing divide the two of you.
No, you got to get her in there.
Your passions have to be her passions. Her passions have to be your passions.
Kayaking and I think wine is something we share very much and love.
More drinking. Good.
Right on. The power washing.
Yeah.
No. That's something that's just my own
thing. Evil Roger, you looking forward to the empty nest syndrome?
I'll tell you what. That guy called about that Naked Saturday stuff.
Yeah.
I got a plan every day of the week.
What do you got?
Got anal bead Mondays.
Nice.
Cherry popping Tuesdays.
Okay.
Wet and wild water sport Wednesdays.
Water sports.
Pegging Thursdays.
Oh, nice.
Feel up my daughter's friend's boobies Fridays. Prostate massaging Saturdays. And shocker Sundays. It's going to be unbelievable.
Yeah.
Oh, baby.
Evil Raj.
Way better than just Naked Saturday.
Evil Raj is going to get down. What did you say Wednesday was?
Wet and wild water sport Wednesday.
And what was Tuesday?
We're going to round up lots of chicks and... Well,
Let them have at it. Watch the water. Well, we'll just leave it at that.
Watch the fluid.
I don't know how far I can go with that on the air, JP.
Watch the fluids fly. Is that what you plan on doing?
Absolutely.
What was Tuesday again?
Cherry popping Tuesdays.
So what, are you going to go find virgins?
Oh, absolutely.
Good, bring them back
to the mansion.
Yeah.
And that's going to be a lot of fun, let me tell you.
Are they going to be...
put some extra sheets down.
Are they going to be coherent?
Or do you knock them wash out the sheets when we're done?
How does it work?
Oh, God.
What, the Korean exchange students are going to wash the sheets?
They'll wash the sheets with Susan. It'll be unbelievable.
Yeah.
And then Susan will bang the Korean students.
Oh, God.
Wow.
Evil Raj.
I think you guys might be onto something with this whole emptiness thing. You're going to be all right.
I didn't know that was our schedule.
It's 8:15. Thanks for hanging out this morning.
Thanks, Evil Raj. Can we have Ted back?
No way, man. I want to hear more about Evil Beat Mondays.
All right, Ted Linder's got traffic.
Your BAB Sunrise Toyota Long Island traffic, Long Island Railroad Service.